This is a year that we have declared and decreed as a church that it will be a year of increase. When something is decreed, it means that it's believed. It's set in stone. It's something that you say, but you do believe it. It's not just something you're saying and you have no hope that it's going to come to pass. A lot of you have been through a lot in life. Ups and downs and trials and temptations. But the beautiful part of that story is you made it. I want to say this to you. You cannot go to that next level unless you surround yourself with people that are heading in the same direction. You can't expect to live a quality life if you're hanging around those places where people are not going in the same direction. Eventually, they'll pull you right back down. Your life, my life, can change in a split second. You can go from wishing and wanting to having an abundance in the next hour. Wish I had somebody. Whatever God has decreed cannot be frustrated by Satan or nobody else, not even you. God has decreed something for your life. In God's attributes, his decrees are unchangeable. In other words, it's like this. If I say this pulpit is black, it's black. You can see it's black, right? It's never going to turn brown. Come on, help me somebody. Unless I paint it brown, right? It's the same thing with God's decrees. It is what it is, and nothing will ever change pertaining to God's decree about your life. Aren't you glad? In the decrees of God, we see the unchangeableness of God. That God does not change. He is the same today, yesterday, today, and forevermore. I'm glad that God is not like people. Because some people don't want you to have increase. As a matter of fact, they would rather see you live the way you're living right now and stay in the places that you're in now. That actually subconsciously makes them feel superior to you. Do I have anybody? And I want to say to somebody today that I know that you have goals this year, and I know that you want to get to that place, but I hope that you're doing a couple of things. Number one, I hope that you're measuring what you're doing. I hope that you're monitoring what you're doing. I hope that you are managing what you're doing, because by December, you can't say, well, nothing happened in my life. I'm still the same. I'm in the same place. I'm doing the same thing. Okay, and if nothing big happens, then if you're not monitoring, measuring, and managing, you will never see the changes in your life. See, change doesn't happen real in a way where you can really notice it at times, because God is changing the small things. Because he knows that you and I, we don't adapt to change very well. So what he does is he moves, he pulls at the threads. He starts pulling them out, and he starts raveling it out a little at a time, because he knows if he yanks it, you're going to trip. That's why we can't handle death. That's why we can't handle being fired. That's why we can't handle, yeah, that, you know, all these different things that happens to us in life, because we are not people that adapt to change very well. Now, when it comes down to increase, you have to develop a mindset that you're not just getting over on God, but you're being blessed by God. God wants us to change our mentality when it comes down to increase. So no matter what the potential is, God says, I want you to look at this as it's coming from my hands. Do I have anybody? You see, a year of increase, not only will it make you feel good, but here's the thing. It will attract haters. We've already been through this. It will attract supporters. And check this out. You're going to get some new friends along the way. Do I have anybody? And some of those friends may not be friends, by the way. Amen. So don't get too happy on that. Amen. But what you can't do when obstacles come in the year of increase, write this down somewhere. Don't take it personal. God will entrust you with more if he knows he can trust you. Watch this. In the tough times. Let me see if I can catch it. See if I say that one time. God will entrust you with more if he knows he can trust you in the tough times. You know. So I told you last week, I told you, no matter how hard it gets, what did I tell you last week? I told you that don't hesitate to try again. You may have fell down, but you got to get back up. And do me a favor, stop delaying your get up. All right? Listen, fear will cause you, okay, to stay where you are. You're in a place, right, where Isaac is in a place where he was prospering. Now he's out in the valley. Watch this. In the valley of Beersheba that his daddy named. That his daddy made an oath with Abimelech that they would always keep these wells open, but his people went back on their promise, and so now here they are. And he's starting over again. Oh, I wish I had somebody. I'm going to say it one more time. I wish I had somebody. I told you, don't let resentment live in your heart. Don't get mad because of how people treat you. Some of us, we get thrown, man. Like, we cannot leave that stuff alone. Don't get thrown. I got 23 minutes and 44 seconds. Don't worry, I'm going to get you. Amen. I told you, don't try to reinvent the process. If God already gives you the blueprint, use the blueprint. How did you get here? How did you get this far in life? Come on, help me somebody. Now, you got to make some tweaks. But listen, no matter how many times you have to restart this thing, don't try to what? Reinvent the thing. Trust God and watch him work the process. Are you with me? And I told you this, don't regret where you are and what you have. What God is looking for from us, saints, is contentment. God wants you to say, you know what, God, okay, I got this. Amen. I remember, and I keep saying this in my Wednesday night teaching, I was so broke I couldn't pay attention. Amen. Because my brokenness had my attention. And I was so focused on being broke, I wasn't focused on what it took to get out of being. Come on, help me somebody. And that's a distraction. But I never forget when God started giving me increase in life and how I started to understand my relationship with money, and I realized, oh, so that's what it really is. And then all of a sudden the Lord began to give me increase. But the moment I started to get increase, I realized for every level there's a different devil. You got to watch out for those devils, man. They will show up, and watch this, they're just as smart as you. Come on, help me somebody. They are just as wise as you. They know stuff, but here's the thing, you got to know people's motives. Listen, don't ever underestimate the power of a person who is envious. They will do whatever it takes to pull you down to their level. They will act like supporters, but they're really haters. Oh, I'm preaching to myself today. And so you got to pay attention to these things, because as God gives you increase, God will entrust you with stuff. Alright, I'm going to say it. You can go back to every message in this series. God is going to raise up some millionaires in this church. I'm going to say it one more time. Let me see if I can catch it on this side. God's going to raise up some millionaires in this church. Millionaires. People that God will use as channels. Hallelujah. That young boy, it's worth it. It's worth it, y'all. Here's a young man that was heading down a life of crime. I wish I had somebody. And when I opened this gym here in Sunnyside, this boxing gym in Sunnyside, we're going to help him to channel that. And who knows, out of that may come some stars. And guess what? They can go on and live a better life. Take care of his mama who's sick, and he got 10 brothers and sisters. Who knows what God can do? But see, this is what I'm talking about, increase. When I talk about increase, I'm not just talking about myself. I'm talking, Lord, bless me indeed. Enlarge my territory so that I can be a blessing to somebody else. So that lives can be changed. And so it's a mentality that we must look at. So now let's look at this here. You ready? Look what it says here. It says here that verse 20, I don't know why it took so long there. It says the herdsmen of Gerara, what did they do though? Somebody's always looking to hate, y'all. What did they do? Now look. Isaac done left. They done put him out. Now he's in the valley. My question is, why are you coming for me? I'm just trying to say, why you keep coming for me? Why you keep coming for me? Every time I move, you move. You'll see it in the text. Every time I make a move, you want to make a move. Watch it. It's in the text. It said the herdsmen of Gerara, what did they do? They quarreled with the herdsmen of Isaac, saying, what? See, somebody's always trying to claim what's yours. Somebody's always going to try to think that what you have is theirs. And do me a favor, be close-lipped about what you're doing. Stop talking to the wrong people. Talk to people who can pray about your process. You on the phone all night, you think they for you, they ain't even paying attention to you. And so the first thing you gotta do is never think about what? Retaliation. See, that's what's wrong with us. The moment we get hit, we want to retaliate. And here's the thing, don't seek retaliation. Listen, God does not want you to retaliate. Listen, you know what? This happened to Isaac's father. And Isaac, who didn't know about this, watch this. This is called a generational what? Curse. But actually, now we're talking about generational consequences. So oftentimes, I've seen the same thing that happened with Isaac happen with Abraham. I'm like, what's going on here? Here's the thing. We can learn from this. This was a family issue. Watch this. Yet, even with that, did he learn the lesson? Yes. Isaac didn't retaliate. And guess what he didn't do? He didn't hold on. He found a resolution. Here's what I'm saying. Even the most difficult person on planet Earth, you can find a what? Resolution. Watch this. Just because they're quarreling with you and claiming your stuff, why are you arguing when it ain't true? It didn't say Isaac quarreled with them back, did it? It says they were quarreling with their herdsmen. Now, let me show you this. Now, you didn't got to go there. But this happened with Lot and Abraham. This is coming out of the family lineage. Remember when Lot showed up, Lot's herdsman was quarreling over the land? See, what I'm trying to tell you, when God starts blessing you, people are going to start fighting over your stuff when you're alive. Not when you're dead, when you're alive. Amen. Watch this. Lot's herdsman, and it always starts with the workers. Watch this. Herdsman was arguing, right, with Abraham's. Abraham said, look, let's make peace, man. Listen, tell you what, you choose the land. That's why I say, what did I say? Never think about what? Retaliation. Seek a what? A resolution. How can we work this out? How can we make this better? Because you fighting back, isn't that our first defense? Got some fighters in here. Amen. Let's go on down. Let's go on. All right. Let's look at. Let's look at the rest of the. The rest of the verse says. So he named the well what? Esau, because they what? Contended with it. You ready? You ready for this? Here to go to the next day. Never bring yourself down to the level of your opposition. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, level up. Level up. When you contend with them and quarrel with them, some of you just want to win the fight. Close your mouth. God is trying to level you up, take you to levels that you're going to deal with other devils, but you have to have the temperament for increase. If he's going to raise you to $1 million status, it's not about the money, it's about wealth. So you can't be thinking on this level and God's trying to elevate you to that level. So don't bring yourself down. Listen, difficult people will be part of the journey. I can't stand people. You better love people. That's how you're going to get to the next level, boo. You need somebody. Oh, you think you can do it on your own? You think you could do it on your own? You don't need no advice. You got AI. You need AI, got a whole conversation, got a whole relationship going. I don't know where that came from. That just came. Here's the thing. You need people. Watch this. Walk away with a clear heart, watch this, because you know God is with you. Don't fight people. Watch this. And don't try to stop them. Move around. Don't stoop down to their level. Look what he says in verse 21. It says, so what did they do? So what did Isaac do? Look what he did. What did he do? See? Some of you are so stubborn. Nah, this is my well. Nah, this is my water. Nah, you ain't going to come take mine. I'm going to go up to American Deli. I'm going to get them. You understand what I'm saying? Like, nah, you just relax. The text says, they dug another well, and what happened when they dug another well, y'all? The text says what? The text says they, see? You just minding your business. The wells belong to Isaac because of the covenant he made with the seven lambs, which I preached at 9 o'clock. Those wells belong to him, but here's the thing, y'all. If they take one, God can give you more. If they take from you, God will give you more. Watch this. So he went and dug another well. Give me the point. What's the next point? The next point is this. Never let the enemy get you out of character. When you contend and when you quarrel, tell your neighbor, don't trip. That's what that means. Some of you trip, man. You are a trip. Matter of fact, you're like this fuse. Like if you hit it, bro, you got to calm it down. You got to bring it down a little bit. That's Satan's way of frustrating your blessings. So it maybe this will help you change. Everything you, how you act will hold up your blessing. Okay? So keep tripping. Keep cussing out. Keep cussing people out. Keep saying they don't know what they talking about. Listen. You know what I found about envious people? They always gonna be envious. That's some deep stuff I learned about envious people. And it doesn't matter what you try to do, try to negotiate with them, try to talk to them, try to show them something. They all and you know something about envious people? Watch this. They're more interested in what you think about them, and they will never share anything about you. The moment you start talking about what you do, yeah, I got to go, child. Girl, I got to go. I got to get up out of here. I mean, we got some other stuff I got to do. But when you were talking for 45 minutes about their mess, and I say it's messy. It's watery messy. Not that hard stuff. Picture it in your mind. It's watery messy. You're missing it. That kind of mess. That's what I was talking about, baby. And that's why he called it sitna. Tell your neighbor, that's a sitna. If I wasn't in church, I'd call it what it really is. It's boo-boo. It's feces. It's dung. That's what it really is. And that dung you talking about right now, it ain't for me. That's what sitna means. That's what it means. Hostility. People will be mad at where you're going. Stop. Zip it. Now watch this. Look at verse 22. See, I love, you know what I love, you know who I love in this passage? I love Isaac. Thank you, Isaac. Thank you, Abraham, because I used to trip. Like, you coming for me? Like, for real, you want to come for me? I'm coming. I'm hitting back. No, I ain't moving. For what? I work hard to get here. Tell my wife all the time, there's nothing a person can steal from me. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Because what God has for me, but baby, they stealing your ideas. They take, I don't care. Let them take it. Matter of fact, I give them access. Here's the password. Because you can't take what God put in my hands and do anything with it. Because what's for me? Come on, you ought to say that to yourself. What's for me is for me. What God put in your hands is going to grow. Tell your neighbor, increase. What he put in your hands, not in somebody else's hands, but in your hands, they may try to hinder you. They may try to hold you up. But whatever God put in your hands, it will grow this year. I ain't talking about next year. I'm talking about this year. I've never been so sure about something than this. Than this. That he's going to grow you this year. That you're going to get increased this year. Your financial bracket is about to change. I'm so sure about it. But here's the thing, though. When we get down to the finish line, we're going to be looking back saying, well, what happened to you? You wanted to fuss. You wanted to cuss. You want to fight. You want to get drunk. You want to get high. You get a few dollars, and then you just giving it to the weed man or whatever. And you're not investing. You're not taking it to a place where it will grow like the church. Lord have mercy. For every dime you get, give a dollar. And when God give you increase in your business, give them some more. And if you want to try it, outgive them. I tried to outgive them this morning. I said, I'm going to outgive God this morning. And as soon as I gave, I got a cash out. I said, gosh, dog it. He beat me again. Tell your neighbor, increase. See, what we do, y'all, we limit God based on our thinking. I said God's decrees cannot be changed. Watch this. Watch this. Never what? Let the enemy what? Yeah, because they dug another well, and what did they do? They quarreled. And what did they name that well? Rehoboth. Okay? And he said, at last. Now watch this now. He named it what? All right, Rehoboth. Yeah. Next part of that verse, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to sit down. I got 6 minutes and 3 seconds. Watch this. And he moved away from there. And what did he do? He dug another well. And they what? Ooh. Father, Son, Holy Spirit in threes. See, you quit at the first try. The first quarrel, you ever notice? Your first fight, and you just leave everything. First contention, you're like, man, I ain't trying that no more, man. Forget them people. And God said, man, you just left your blessing. And you won't try again. It's time to get up and try again. And then try again. And then try again. And eventually, you'll get to the place where you start prospering. I ain't talking about no job either. I'm talking about he's finna put something inside of you where you're gonna change the world. I'm talking about creation here. I'm talking about leveling up here. I ain't talking about none of that. Now watch this. You ready? The next point is this. Never give up what? Until you get. I can't hear you. Now let's try the point again. Come on, what's the point? Oh. Okay. Some of you, the devil knows you so well. You don't try again. You can be in one door and you're like, I'm going back to that job. Let me clock in 9 to 5. I need that insurance. Baby, I can show you how to get insurance. Full coverage. Cheap. No copay when you go to the doctor. Come on now. See, we have a mentality in America. It's crazy. It's not biblical. Oops, I didn't mean to say that. I did say that. It's not biblical. It's not biblical. See, here's the thing. Most of us operate in fear. Well, watch this. Somebody told you, girl, you want to keep that job? Because, you know, if you leave that job, you ain't going to have no 401k, 346. You ain't got no insurance. What if you get sick and they start feeding all this negative stuff in your mind? You're like, well, you're right. You listen, if I can get you that quick, boy, imagine what Satan can do to you. Don't stop till you get what you want. Now we know a little bit about that, don't we? Brothers, you know about that, right? Oh, Lord. Deke, where you at, Deke? I need some help. Okay. We chased until we got it. We didn't stop. Sister Hunt couldn't resist me, but I kept chasing. Man, listen, man, she gave me the wrong address. I wish I had somebody. She gave me the wrong address, but guess what? I figured it out. I said, hold on, she got to be somewhere close in the neighborhood. I started, you understand what I'm saying? I didn't stop till I got. Y'all ain't trying to hear me. Y'all ain't trying. Now what if I would have gave up? Y'all ain't talking about it. Y'all. Y'all ain't blowing the play. I got 1 minute and 54 seconds. Watch this. The text says, because some of you are hungry, let's look at it. The text says, and at last, let me make a point right here. Some of you need to know this. You got to recognize when it's the devil and when it's God. Some of us don't know the difference. But here's something you need to know. The book of Proverbs, I don't know the address, but write it down somewhere. You can just Google it. The blessings of the Lord make one rich and adds no sorrow to it. So when God gives you something, it ain't gonna cost you no pain. It ain't gonna make you tired. It ain't gonna make you weary. It ain't gonna cause you to quit. It ain't gonna cause you to give up. You'll know it's from God. Not just because the door's open, but because what he gave you, you can keep. When God puts something in your hands, you don't have to worry about losing it. Some of you live every month thinking you're finna lose your house, thinking you're finna lose your car, thinking you're gonna lose some stuff. But what God blesses you with, you will never lose. You know why? Because he'll make room in a hostile situation for you. That's my last point. Never forget. We can survive, all of us can survive in the same place, even around your haters. Are you with me? And so you'll know when you arrived. Watch this, you ready? When the assurance and the promises come to pass. That's how you. But know this, he'll make room for you. Aren't you glad that you serve a God that in the midst of whatever's going on in your life, he makes room for you? He moves out people and he replaces people and he put new people. But the one thing that I'm thankful for of the God we serve, he will always make room for us. Aren't you glad that no matter what it looks like right now, God says, I'm going to make room for you this year, baby. It may look rough right now. You may be in a contention location. You may be in a quarreling situation. But best to believe, I'm making room for you. But you got to get ready so that when he makes room for you, you have room enough to receive it. Do I have anybody here who believe that today, that this year will be your year of increase? Yeah, you got to go through surgery. Yeah, you got to go through pain. But you better believe this. The God that we serve will make room for you. He'll open doors. He'll close doors. He'll remove your enemies. Why? Because God is with you wherever you go. Come on and give him a praise this morning. Come on and tell him thank you. Come on and praise him in advance. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is my year. This is my year that you're gonna make room for me. I'm so glad that Jesus, I said Jesus, they hung him high. They mossed him up Golgotha's hill. They stretched him wide. They dropped him low. Put him in a borrowed tomb. But early, I said early, Sunday morning, he got up to make room for you and I. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad today that Jesus is the only one that can do this for you? I'm glad today that nobody can do me like Jesus. Nobody can do me like the Lord. Aren't you glad today that the devil tried to stop you? But God, he keeps making room for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're a way maker, a miracle worker, a bondage breaker, a healer, a deliverer, the bright and morning star. Aren't you glad that you know him today? Give him some praise. Tell him thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Lord. They quarreled with you. They talked about you. They contend with you. But you never stop digging. You never stop trying. You never stop going. And God has placed you in a land flowing with blessings upon blessings. Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. Tell him thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. They stopped up your wells, but you kept digging. You never gave up. You never threw in the towel. You kept going. And God is going to reward you. Because you never stop believing him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In football, you have halftime. Halftime is the time for you to regroup, the team to regroup. It's also a time for the coach to call in a struggling team and acknowledge the team's performance and encourage them for the second half. You know what the beauty of halftime is? The beauty of halftime is there's a whole second half yet to be played. Maybe you're in halftime. Coach is talking to you. I want you to believe it. Coach is telling you, you're going to make it. I know you went through stuff. I know you're hurt. I know you're suffering. But stop telling your story about your hurts and talk about who got you through your hurts. Some of us are just so locked in about talking about the past. But in halftime, the coaches say, forget the first half. You know why? Because your second half is going to be better. You keep talking about all this, what they told you about yourself. They told me I would never make it. They told me don't go to college because you're not college material. Came home to an apartment at 13, nobody's there. Grew up in a shelter. Oh, I used to tell that story. Listen, with one eye open all the time. Never thought in a million years that I would be standing in this sacred spot telling somebody else about how I made it over. I can't preach what I don't live and what I haven't experienced. And I'm not ashamed to tell you, the Lord is blessing me. And I mean, he's blessing me. But it ain't because I'm just, it's because I put in the work. We put in the work. My wife and I, we're here from sun up to sundown. Every day but Saturday. And then some Saturdays we have to be here. But you don't get to where we are by sitting around doing this. Man, folk, man, this shit was never. Them people, they stop me. They stop me. Know how many people try to stop me? Hmm? You know how many times the devil tried to stop this church? But I went digging to another place. We went from the hotel to the upper room where you were a little baby. Yeah, I remember that. Still got them pictures too. Then we moved to a little house on Riceville School Road where everybody would laugh at it. But we kept digging. We did more in that little church. We had revival in that church. Lives were changing in that church. Then we had no building. We went to Pearland, and the Lord allowed us in one weekend to find a building. Then we hung around that well for a little while, and then we started to learn about ourselves that, hey, our heart doesn't match that community. And what's interesting about this journey is this. I got saved in Sunnyside. 6806 Cadillac Street. Right up the corner. Watch this. Watch this. Lord said, I'm bringing you back home. You're not going to flash. This ain't about flashing cash. I want you to teach my people how to live for me. For real. Genuinely live for me. You know what I realized? Not everybody belongs to this church. This right here is real. And when you come here, you can't fake. It ain't, all right, see you later. Nah, it's, come here. You a trip. It's time to stop tripping. So a lot of people don't want that. They want the flashing cash. Second half of your life is going to be better. I'm so sure of it that I can speak it now. Your life is going to be better. Yeah, you got to go through a little suffering, right? Yeah, you got to go through some uncertainty, but the God that you serve knows for certain what you think is uncertain. Let me ask you this. Do you really believe him? And if you don't believe him like that, when you leave here today, you're going to go right back to the same old mess. God ain't wanting you to stop. He knows how inconsistent you are. Here's what we do. We use that one little mess up as an excuse. See, that's the Debo look, you know what? Give me your chain. You know what I mean? And that's how Satan do. He bullies us. Huh? Anybody been bullied by Satan? He got you thinking about your past. You remind him of his future. I'm going to say it one more time. Remind him of his future. You want to talk about my past? Jesus took care of my past. My present and my future. Now, you have one future, Satan. He tried to do that yesterday at Marriage ER, but I didn't let him. When you are a threat, Satan has to work through weaker links to get to you. And let me say this. I've made sure in my marriage that my wife is not left behind spiritually. Job was a righteous man, but he wasn't a good he was a good husband, but he wasn't a good husband spiritually. That's why he identified, but she probably had a mind of her own. I can imagine this woman is. She probably one of those women like, nah, you don't tell me what to do. I ain't do what she, I hang out where I want to hang out. I do what I want to do. Long as I'm doing what I'm doing, I'm good. Let me tell you why I say that. Because he said, when she said, curse God and die. Bro, hold on. Hold up. Weren't we blessed? Like, the God that was blessed, what happened? And he says, you sound like the foolish women. Watch the company you keep. For real. The company you keep will have you working against your own house. Boy, if y'all would have came to ER, I ain't giving y'all no more ER stuff. I didn't want to come to ER.